What's going on, everybody? This is Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person, just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. How you doing? How's your day been? How's your week been? Tell me what's going on in your world. I'm doing this time management thing. So I've been trying to kind of schedule when I do this. So I'm actually recording a little bit of how to schedule today, just because I have a very strong emotion right now that I think is really important for those who are single out there and those who aren't dating, who aren't married. And I kind of woke up feeling very lonely today. I'm in this season right now of singleness. You know, I jokingly, after a breakup about 3 years ago, jokingly was like, I'm off relationships for 5 years. And that kind of turned into God being like, all right, you're going to be single for the next 5 years. And I was like, oh, wasn't really mentally prepared for that. But yet here we are. I just completed year three back in December of 5 years of no relationships. So it's been very interesting. It's been very interesting just because, I don't know, like I don't really have a choice, but like I have to get to know myself in this time, you know? And it's cool and all, but like I don't really like myself. Like I didn't like myself before, but it's just different. It's different having to get to know yourself without having like an outside resource to kind of help mediate, you know what I mean? Like it's just me with God and my thoughts, and like that, like it's cool, but like I'm also just I'm not over it, just because like the thought of a relationship sounds horrible right now, but I don't know, like the consequences of being single, it can translate into a lot of things, you know. It's been a good experience in terms of me really getting to know myself, me realizing my strengths and my weaknesses, things that I need to be aware of, that I don't need to be aware of, just kind of like bad habits that I had that I kind of needed to fix, things concerning my heart that I really needed to be aware of and let God fix, and things like that. So it's cool in terms of the growth that I'm getting from all of this, but I still get lonely. You know what I mean? Like I woke up and just kind of like prayed a little bit before I was like fully awake. And I just called my mom, you know. I was just like, man, like I just really need to hear my mom's voice. And we talked for about 2 hours, just kind of about whatever. And I don't know, like it just made me feel some kind of way. Not like bad or good, but it just, I don't know, I had some weird emotions because I'm just like, I see the appeal of relationship. Like I'm starting to get it now. But it took me being single and kind of doing work on myself to kind of get to this point. And like I get it. I see it. I see the appeal. Like I was thinking about hitting up my friend to hang out, but then I realized that like she has a boyfriend now. So it's just like not that like we can't hang out, but it's like all of her focus is on him now. And like I went through this thing with my roommate where like she kind of got a boyfriend out of the blue, and I'm just like, but what about me? And it's like, I don't know, like I have a hard time with other people in relationship, just because it's like, because you get in a relationship, you kind of like negate your friendships. And I'm like, but friendships are also important. Like you should still have friends like outside of your relationship. Like I think that's really important. And like, I know like when I'm in relationship with people, I still try to make it a point to hang out with my friends, you know what I mean? And I'm very quickly realizing that that's just not a priority for everyone, which is fine, to each their own. That is something that is incredibly important to me. It's that like, even if I am in relationship, like you can still call on me, you can still rely on me. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know, but I guess it, I don't know. I guess it's something that I'm dealing with. But the reason why I wanted to kind of get this out was because of the loneliness, you know? Like I watched this video yesterday, and I forgot the guy's name, but he's like an animator, and he was talking about it, and I don't know, he gave me like a lot of, and he kind of put things in perspective for me, because he pretty much was saying like his loneliness wasn't coming from the fact that he was actually lonely. It was just coming from a place of the fact that he didn't love himself. And like, that is huge. Like, once he said that, I was just like, oh yeah, you might be onto something there, my guy. Just because it's like, that is something that I've always struggled with. I've always struggled with loving myself and accepting myself and being honest with myself and truthful and being transparent with myself and just being kind to myself and gentle and like all the things that I give to other people and like to my friends and to my family, I don't show myself the same kind of love and respect. And I don't know, like I'm really struggling with that. I really am. And I'm sure other people do as well. But I don't know, man, like I'm really curious of like my single friends who are out there, or even my friends who are in relationships or who remember being single and what that was like. Like, how do you guys cope with that? Like, man, I'm trying not to get emotional right now, just because it's like there's a level of confidence that I just don't have. Like, I don't have it within me, you know? I can't see what everyone else sees in me. Like, I generally have good relationships with people. Like, people tend to like to be around me, usually, generally. I'm not saying everybody does, but in most cases, I'm pretty easy to be around and a joy to be around, you know? I definitely have my moods. I definitely get depressed and like that can whatever affect things, but for the most part, like I'm a pretty solid person to be around, you know? And I don't know. Cause like even like I had mentioned in the last episode of like me having that experience at my friend's wedding, like I even had to like talk to one of the groomsmen and be like, yo, like, what did you see? Like, what did you see in me that like, for some reason, like people gravitate towards me? Because like, I just don't know. It's like, I know how I want to come off. I know how I want to be perceived. I know the things that I want to do, but it's like, I really want to know like an outsider's opinion of like who you're seeing when you encounter me, you know? And he gave me like a really kind of solid answer. I'm like, okay, good. Like it very much like aligned with the things that I wanted. And so that made me happy. But at the same time, it's like, I'm still like struggling with myself. I'm still like struggling wanting to be alive and like wanting to be here and like being okay with myself and accepting myself and trying to find confidence to be who I am, you know? Because everyone else can see something in me that for some reason I am blocking myself from seeing. And that is incredibly frustrating when I'm trying to like grow and be the best person that I can be. And it's days like these that I am struggling, you know, that I wake up in a bed by myself and I have to push myself to be motivated to do something. And I'm tired. I'm very tired. I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of going through this battle. I'm tired of my emotions winning. I'm tired of my thoughts winning. And I don't know. It's not like I'm in therapy, so like I'm getting help and like trying to work through all of this stuff. But like, I don't know, man. I'm constantly seeking truth. You know what I mean? Truth of myself, truth of the world. And like, and I am very glad that I have my faith, because I do believe it to be true. But yeah, I'm. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place today. I really wanted to kind of get that out and get that emotion out, because I do think it's something that a lot of people deal with and a lot of people struggle with that we always don't talk about, especially those of us who are single out here, you know, just who are single and all of your friends are in relationships and getting married and things like that, like how do you kind of deal with that and like navigate in the world carrying that, you know? So I think I'm done with my emotions right now. Thank you so much for listening if you made it this far. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. I really want to hear your thoughts and perspective on this. You know, this is definitely like an open conversation. So, you know, thanks for tuning in. This is Chris with Conversational Skills. Have a blessed day.